This year, we heard a number of stories that we wanted to make sure you heard. So for the next few days, we'll be dropping short bonus material from a few guests we couldn't quite fit into the regular season, but we know you'll enjoy. On In Good Faith, we believe that all faith traditions have something to teach us about how God is working in the world and in our lives. So join us as we listen and learn and discover how speaking with people of other faiths can strengthen our own faith and even our own practice. Have you ever wondered how churches can get involved and solve concrete issues facing their congregations? Today we hear from Pastor Ken Chambers about how his church is facing the red tape, raising the money, and working out city zoning to offer housing solutions to people in Oakland, California. Pastor Ken Chambers leads the Westside Missionary Baptist Church in West Oakland and is the founding president of the Interfaith Council of Alameda County. Westside Missionary Baptist Church has several programs to support local homeless people, including the Safe Parking Program and the Tiny House Program.
Well, quite a few folks are working every day and they live in their cars. And we find that rent has been so exhaustingly high over the years. It's went up even more so after COVID. And even before COVID came, rent was climbing. And then the cost of living on all levels have went up. So what we find out is that people are living in their car just to survive. So we provide overnight safe car parking on our church parking lot where people can pull in at 7 p.m. and pull out at 7 a.m. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have orientation between 7 and 9 p.m. at night by schedule. There's a 10 o'clock curfew. That goes from 10 until 6 a.m. And we provide registration support, DMV support, insurance support, minor auto repair support, driver license support, up to a capping of $300 each category, which can be like $900 to $1,200 investment into that client as they come in to get their car legal. If they're living in a car and a car does not have registration tags and so on, and the car get towed, you know, that's their home. So we find that providing those services has been very essential with the safe car park. We also provide the Porta Pot Washing Center. And now that we have trailers on a lot, we're using one of those for showers for clients as well.
A lot of people talk about solving homelessness, but here you are with this. What inspired this intermediate step, just giving people a safe place when they had to live in their car?
I guess it came from the idea of when we first started Interfaith Council of Alameda County about 8 years ago, we wanted a mission. Part of the mission was homeless solutions. It was a very community cry about the homeless problems, garbage, encampments. The largest encampment, I believe, in the state of California was here in West Oakland, which is a mile and a half from my church. And that was on Caltrans property, which now there's developments, there's housing there. Raimondi Field was turned to a baseball park. So they cleaned that area up, but it took a 5 to 7 year period. We received a lot of those clients at that time. When we started back in, I believe, 2018, we gave the city kind of a model because we created from scratch. I've never done this before. But just basic things. People need to be safe. It need to be well lit. It need to have security cameras. And it was a cry about, you know, invading their privacy. But those cameras keeps us safe. People less likely to act out on camera than they do if they're not being monitored. So we also hire the clients for lot monitoring as they get to a certain level of trust and so on and thus forth and dependability. And then we do the wraparound services. Now, all this depends on funding, which has been, you know, struggle for the whole 7 years. We thought we could do 4 sites for $300,000 when one site costs $200,000 a year to run with a coordinator, lot monitor, outreach person, as well as security, which is a major piece of it.
Pastor, just running a church can be full-time because it's not just the Sunday service or choir rehearsal, it's all the pastoral care and meeting with people. So this is a huge extra load, it seems to me, that you've taken on. But it seems to be a call you feel that it needs to be done, and that's the way you want to serve people.
You know, we started this, we could have shut it down when funding ran out. I had such dedicated staff and volunteers and, you know, stipend paid consultants. They said, we'll continue to work and serve. I pull a graveyard shift 5 nights a week to cut the costs until funding gets rebooted, which we're in line. City of Oakland's putting a grant that's 2 years old, unanimously approved, unanimous resolution, $450,000 for 2 sites.
If people want to help with the Tiny House program or any of these programs, is there a website or a place they can go to contribute?
Absolutely. It's the interfaithac.org. Interfaithac.org. The Interfaith Council of Alameda County has a board of directors of 15, a advisory council of 22, and a membership body inclusive of congregations and individuals of about 600 folks. And we beg them all the time. But what's needed now is resources. I mean, we basically are opening up a second site at William Chapel Baptist Church based upon the city grant funding hopefully happening by the end of the year. We're trying to get bridge funding now so we can stay on target.
Would you tell me about the story of the young man? I see him on a video on the website who is in one of the tiny homes and the progress he's making in education.
Shortly after we got the tiny homes from Laney College, we had 3 students. Terrence was one of them. 2 students graduated real quick. They had support and family and so on and so forth. They went on to a BA program. Terrence was a little bit slower. He didn't have that family support. Mother died at a young age. Father died when he actually met him as an adult. Wasn't part of his life, and he was into the system. And so, basically, he came to us broken, mad, frustrated, but yet trying to get through Laney College, sleeping on a parking lot. Basically, for 4 years, he stayed here. He finished his schooling. We hired him as a lot monitor, so he had some resources. Right now, he has graduated, went on from Laney with an AA, went on to a BA program that's in Texas online and working in a San Francisco computer firm and staying in a high-rise downtown Oakland. And that was all from wraparound services, pushing, connecting, and getting his story out there. Terrence is a model of if you persevere, no matter what your challenges are, you can make it.
I'm grateful to Ken Chambers for speaking with me. Our production team includes Heather Bigley, Heidi Clough, Nick Levitt, and Ocean Marshall. Our post-production sound designer is Gabriel Haro. In Good Faith is committed to the idea that we all benefit from hearing people of widely varying backgrounds share their personal experience with faith and belief. In fact, we think people with such experience deserve some of our best listening. Check out more of our episodes and extended interviews on our YouTube channel and connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at In Good Faith Podcast. In Good Faith is a production of BYU Radio. I'm Stephen Cap Perry. I hope you join me again soon, right here in Good Faith.